LOL Radio shares Jesus from RedeemedOnline.com.
I was asked to give you 3 planning tips for an amazing Lent. I'm going to give you 4, and it'll be easy to remember because it's captured in the letters that spell the word L-E-N-T. The first L, it's not for loser, it's for love. This season is about loving God because He loves us so much He was willing to suffer for us. And we have to remember that if we really want to prove that we love God, you know what we got to do? Love one another. E, educate. Why? Because you can't love something or someone that you do not know or understand. So here's my recommendation. Pick up a book. Read it. Help us, Lord, to understand You better by using the brain and the rational ability to think. N, nourish. Nourish our souls, especially when we pay attention to those Friday fasts when we're actually hungering for something. We have to nourish our souls with goodness. So you might want to consider this a time not to just fast so that you can lose weight, but eat healthier altogether. Do things that are actually going to be nourishing in a good way. And then the final T, thanksgiving. Instead of checking off the list of all the things you're going to do for God, maybe it might be a good spiritual practice for you to write a list of all the things God has done for you. You know, a grateful heart is a humble heart, because we know that God loved us enough. He did the greatest act, even if we didn't deserve it. He was willing to suffer and die for us. Why? So that we can love Him, L, be educated better in the ways of truth and goodness, so that we can have a soul, N, that is nourished, and we can nourish others. And a great Lenten tip, just be grateful. Offer up the true thanksgiving.